us years of happiness here.
Okay, we found a good songwriter named James McMurtry a year or two ago, and we're going to do one of his songs. He's a Texas guy whose dad writes good novels. Some family.
Going off in the pitch black dark to work the morning time. He's halfway to the highway, and he won't be back. Watch him around the bed. Nothing's on the TV, but something's in the wind, and it makes you crazy, and it makes you blue. It's a restless feeling, and it's nothing new. Listen to the buzzing of the gym bugs and the flies. Sinks home full of dishes. You might just let them lie. You might just pour yourself a drink and sit outside and whine. You won't miss the whiskey. He knows it's not your style. He don't care enough to even wonder why. You fight off his fumbling hands with daggers in your eyes. Wasn't it just yesterday you turned 21? Since then, no matter what you might have done, had you tried. His bird dogs in the wire cage are barking at the moon. Won't sleep tonight with a half moon rising.
Gospel song. Good time to throw one of those in. If you're ever in St. Augustine on a Thursday, that's about the only night we play except for these special affairs. So Thursday nights at the White Lion. We've been doing that for 4 years, and all of you probably drop through there sometimes, so try to leave work a day early and do that. Yep, Thursday, except August.
And Thanksgiving.
We disappear.
This is a song about a wonderful place called Canaan's Land.
This is fun.
I have no idea how many people are out there. I can see, barely see some
it's
people
just
in the first row.
There's millions, millions.
Start cutting off right
like
now.
With, yeah, I-10 is closed down, man.
We got some genuine lights up here. We're going to do a little instrumental number, just like we started off our set. It's called the Dixie Breakdown. We're going to give everybody a turn on it. And Liz will be featured on her five-string guitar.
No, I won't.
Somebody asked me if I played a little guitar. It's true. But I play the guitar on the side, so. Oh. Sorry, Jeannie, you told me no more of that, but it's the best material I got. So this one group doesn't like the way I introduce them, so they said, here, read this, Dennis. Maybe you won't mess this up. Direct from the recent triumphal tour before the crown heads of Europe and other such places, I give you three gentlemen from the 19th century for your listening pleasure, the 97th Regimental String Band.
I told you he couldn't get it right.
Here we are.
About how tall I am, but I leave the teeth. I use them all the time, honest.
Your own?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Whose do you use? Whose do you use? You use.
Are you from Pennsylvania?
No, it's yours. Well, of course. Watch down there. Nobody steal it, I hope. We're all friends here. More Civil War soldiers were killed tuning their instruments than in any other action of the war.
Usually by other members of the band.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the one-armed fisherman? He caught a fish this long. Did you hear about the Australian Aborigine? He got a brand new boomerang for his birthday. Only he went crazy trying to throw the old one away. Think about it. He did.
One, two, three.
Oh, we'll rally round the flag. Boys, we'll rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. And we'll rally from the hillsides. We'll gather from the plain. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. The Union forever. Hurrah, boys, hurrah. Down with the traitor and up with
with the star while we rally round the flag. Boys, we rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Oh, we're springing to the call for 300,000 more, shouting the battle cry of freedom. And we fill the vacant ranks of our brothers gone before, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Sing with us if you dare.
The Union forever, hurrah, boys, hurrah. Down with the traitor and up with the star while we rally round the flag. Boys, we rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. We will welcome to our number the loyal, true and brave, shouting the battle cry of freedom. And although he may be poor, he shall never be a slave, shouting the battle cry of freedom. The Union forever, hurrah, boys, hurrah. Down with the traitor and up with the star while we rally round the flag. Boys, we rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our little musical time machine. Yes, time machine, we're going to take you back in history. If you're a Yankee, if you're a rebel, doesn't matter. We're going to sing the songs that your forefathers and foremothers. Anybody have that many mothers? Sounds so familiar. So come on and climb in. Just sing loud, that's the important thing. Good, don't even count anymore.
So we're springing to the call from the east and from the west, shouting the battle cry of freedom. And we'll hurl the rebel crew from the land we love the best,
Pittsburgh,
shouting the battle cry of freedom. The Union forever, hurrah, boys, hurrah. Down with the traitor and up with the star while we rally round the flag. Boys, we rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Thank you kindly. The songs we sing have wonderful entertainment value. And remember, folks used to entertain themselves. Soldiers in particular used to sing about all sorts of things. Not just patriotic songs, but home and God and mother and other important things.
Door
like
knobs.
Food. Oh no, food was very important to them and to me, yeah, as you can see from even the back seats there. I'm going to teach you a song, especially you Yankees out there. Let's just ask, how many Yankees do we have out there? You gotta go yay, you can't just stand up, I can't see you. And how many rebels do we have?
Oh, that was probably just two of them.
Yeah, they're just ventriloquists, that's what they are. Anyway, I gotta teach you a song, repeat after me. Peas, peas, eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious. Eating goober peas. Now, before any of you Yankees get upset about putting a goober in your mouth, remember, it's just a boiled peanut.
Sitting by a roadside on a summer's day, chatting with my messmates, passing time away. Lying in the shadows underneath the trees. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. When a horseman passes, the soldiers have a rule to cry out at their loudest, hey mister, here's your rule. But another pleasure enchantinger than these is wearing out your grinders, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas.
Sing it out there, even in the cheap seats.
Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. Just before the battle, the general hears a row. He says,
the Yanks are coming,
I hear their rifles now. He turns around in wonder, and what do you think he sees? The Georgia militia eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas.
Can't you calm him down?
Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. I think my song has lasted almost long enough. The subject's interesting, but rhymes are mighty rough. I wish this war was over when free from rags and fleas. We kiss our wives and sweethearts and gobble goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas.
One more time, everybody.
Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious.
bunch of good singers you all are.
My gracious. What makes him jump around so much?
I don't know. Say, Vigo, why in the world do you jump around like that when we sing that song?
That song reminds me I haven't had a pee in a week.
Yeah, you can laugh. You're uphill.
Wet down here already. This next song was written for the Mammoth Peace Jubilee, which was supposed to take place in 1863. Well, no one told the soldiers, so they kept fighting until 1865. I don't know why they stopped then. I guess they ran out of bullets. At any rate, this song, though written for the Civil War, during the Civil War, didn't really gain its full popularity until the Spanish-American War, a decade or so later.
Sure like you to sing on this one.
Me too.
Even a special meaning it has today.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then, hurrah, hurrah. The men will cheer and the boys will shout. The ladies, they will all turn out and we'll all feel gay when Johnny come marching home.
Now sing on the hurrahs unless you know the rest of the words.
The old church bell will peal with joy. Hurrah, hurrah, to welcome home a darling boy. Hurrah, hurrah. The village lads and lassies say with roses they will strew the way. And we'll all feel gay when Johnny come marching home. Get ready for the jubilee, hurrah, hurrah. We'll give the hero 3 times 3, hurrah, hurrah. The laurel wreath is ready now to place upon his loyal brow. We'll all feel gay when Johnny come marching home. Let love and friendship on that day, hurrah, hurrah. Their choicest treasures then display, hurrah, hurrah. And let each one perform some part to fill with joy the warrior's heart. And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
First verse again.
Sing along.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah. We'll give him a hearty welcome then, hurrah, hurrah. The men will cheer and the boys will shout. The ladies, they will all turn out. And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. Yes, we'll all Johnny come marching home.
Thank you.
Like a lot of the folks here, we sing the good old songs. One of our favorite composers is Stephen Foster, and he exemplifies the spirit and the reasons, the two main reasons why we sing the songs that we do. Number one, it's good old-time music, and people love to sing it. You're living proof of that right there. You like to sing, of course. Everybody likes to sing a good-time song. That's reason number one. Reason number two, of course, is that all the folks who wrote these songs are long dead. And nobody's going to ask us for royalties now, are they?
Stephen Foster wrote a good number of songs about sentimental topics. This is a less well-remembered and more unusual tune. It was sung a lot by the soldiers during the Civil War when new recruits would come in to join their units, especially the younger ones who couldn't grasp a lot of this man's wonderful beneficence here. All covered with beneficence.
And this song, of course, is good advice dedicated to Orman Loomis.
Come, all of you young single men, don't ever give up in despair, for there's always a chance for this life to capture the hearts of the fair. No matter what may be your age, you always may cut a fine dash, or you will suit all the girls to a hair if you only get a mustache.
Oh, mustache.
Sing it with us.
Oh, mustache. If you'll only get a mustache.
No matter for manners or style, no matter for birth or for fame, those things used to have something to do with young ladies changing their name. There's no reason now to despond or go and do anything rash, for you'll do if you can't raise a cent. If you won't raise a mustache.
Oh, mustache. Oh, mustache.
head may be thick as a block, or empty as any football. Oh, your eyes may be green as the grass, and your heart just as hard as the wall. Yet take the advice that I give, you'll soon have affections and cash. You will be all the rage with the girls if you only get a mustache. Oh, mustache. Oh, mustache. If you'll only get a mustache. I once was in sorrow and tears because I was jilted, you know. So right down to the river I ran to quickly dispose of my woe. A good friend, he gave me advice and timely prevented the splash. Now at home I've a wife and 10 heirs, all through a handsome mustache.
Oh, mustache. Oh, mustache. All through a handsome mustache.
We go with the mustache song. Ain't he a wonder?
10 kids all through a mustache?
That's what the man said.
I better shave this off. I can't afford that many.
Get yourself a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm now about to tell you of the opportunity of a lifetime. Like all the other musicians here, we have a little remembrance for you. Yes, indeed we do. And I know that the single most thing in your minds right now is how in the world that you can take us home with you today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, through the miracle of modern magnetic musicality, we have prepared at great personal expense, and I might add even greater personal embarrassment, this little souvenir of our stay with you today. 15 songs of the Union and the Confederacy, and in particular, our brand new tape, just newly released, called Raise a Ruckus Tonight. 10 Stephen Foster songs, count them, 10, and 3 other songs of equally fine definition and verbiage. All for the modestly low price of only $10. Now, I know you folks would shower me with $100 bills right now. I'm sure you would. Those of you who aren't streaming for the exits at the moment are obviously going back to get your wallets. Let me tell you the advantage to this tape right now. This tape can pay for itself in one night. Here's how. You simply buy the tape, take it home, and put it in your tape machine, but do not, I repeat, do not listen to it. Leave the tape machine run all night. Don't even listen to it. Go to bed. Forget about it. But the next morning, when you come down, you will find that your home has been blessedly rid of all rats, roaches, mice, silverfish, ants, crawling bugs, and the dreaded German and Asian cockroaches, thanks to us, the 97th Regimental String. But wait! You say you want more? Oh, Lordy, I'll have to give you more. Friends, this tape can save your life. Here's how. You know that traffic light in your hometown? The one that's always red when you get there. Well, friends, it seems you sit there forever, waiting and waiting and waiting for that light to change to green. And invariably, while you are parked there, in the next lane pulls up a pickup truck driven by a, dare I say the word here, driven by a teenager. And it seems that for all of a minute and a half, the next sounds that you are able to hear is only this. Friends, don't let your blood pressure skyrocket through the roof of your vehicle. Destroys your headliner anyway. Friends, don't reach for your 357 Magnum. Especially you. Reach instead for your spare copy of the 97th Regimental String Band. Stick it in your very own tape machine. Turn the volume up to stun. Roll your windows down and give that boy a taste of good old-fashioned old-time music he'll never forget. He'll probably think that his chrome-plated muffler bearings done fell out on the highway, pull into that Florida inspection station, and be out of your hair for the rest of your natural life. But friends, did I mention to you that this tape has a money-back guarantee? Well, you are amazed, aren't you? Of course, here's how it works. Buy the tape, take it home and listen to it. If you're not absolutely delighted, absolutely, positively thrilled, positively stultified by every single note of every single song, you simply return the unused portion of the tape to me, and I'll return the unused portion of your money. What other kind of deal do you expect from a Yankee? Friends of fine folks up at the Friends of Florida Folk booth up there are just eagerly waiting to take out those green pieces of paper of the pictures of the dead presidents that you will offer for the sale of our tape.
$10 takes us home and puts the 97th Regimental String Band in your home for the rest of your natural life. But, friend, stop. Stop, fella. Now, just a moment of seriousness here, because we really and truly want you to have this music in your homes. And I mean that from my bottom to my heart. We want you to have this music. And, you know, we don't even need the money from the sale of this tape.
But the people we owe it to do.
Yeah. I thank you for your kind attention. What say, fellas? In honor of so many rebels being out here, we ought to play Mr. Lincoln's favorite song, huh?
Sure, why not? Of course, he doesn't request it much anymore.
No, can't figure that. We haven't heard from him in a while, have we?
No, we haven't.
As long as the checks keep coming.
You're getting paid?
By Lincoln. Before we sing this song, you rebels gotta cooperate. Say yee-haw!
I wish I was in the land of cotton, old Tanzania, not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie.
Away,
away, away, down south of Dixie.
Away, now most people don't realize that Dixie is a love song.
Oh, Mrs. Mary, Willie Weaver, William Wallace.